And this is the Podcasteria Blacklist podcast for this week's episode, Hannah Hayes, number 125. And I am Brian, joined by Dave. And I am not pregnant.
The hell, man?
I know, what the hell? You know,
that's a lot nicer than I was texting you. But
I mean, last week I said, so is this going to be with the AI? Is this going to be an indication of like this show going more like sci-fi weird on us? And yeah. I'll take unrealistic AI over man pregnancy.
Ah, now I get it. Okay, now I get it. It's AI. I thought it was, I'll take unrealistic, Al.
Oh, I was sending our texts back and forth, yes.
I was sending him what the F, and he was going,
I would rather unrealistic AI than this mess. So.
But I was getting, I'd rather unrealistic Al. And
I'm like, it looks like Al.
Are we going Quantum Leap? Is there a Quantum Leap reference here somewhere?
No. But I mean, we get this. I don't know. For everything I know about science, none of this can happen.
Hey, and I saw the movie Twins. No, not Twins.
That wasn't Twins.
Junior. I saw the movie Junior. I'm getting a stiffy.
No, it's not Junior. It's none of this. This doesn't work. And I would love if we have a listener who's into like, you know, medical research that says, oh yeah, no, this can absolutely work. And we've proven it in like rats.
We're talking purely about the science, not the morality. We don't
not talk about the morality. The science of putting a uterus in a man and allowing him. No, I can't believe it would work in like a 20-minute surgery either.
Yeah,
you got to move some stuff around to make that work. Oh God, what a train wreck of an episode. I don't know how this gets. I don't know how this happens. I'm going to be mostly upset this episode because I don't understand how this episode gets made. How this is an idea that comes across the table when they're all pitching ideas for the season, and they're
purely for the politics.
Obviously
going to avoid, but that was the only reason.
Correct.
What I don't understand, and Park asked us at the end, is why does Reddington care? Why did Reddington throw this one? From a storyline, unless there's something that we haven't seen, it makes no sense for him to have.
Because it led nowhere in what he was doing. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was saying there is an overall storyline parallel of the I am done letting men control my lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Same kind of thing. But Red wouldn't know really anything about that.
Correct. So. And usually when Red gives them a case, there's at least a thin connection to something that he needs for information.
Yeah.
And you're right. This is one of those episodes where there was just no connection at all, and it was just a blacklister. And like you said, I mean, we're not going to discuss the politics of it, but it was clearly a political statement theme that, you know, everybody can go have, but that's not what we're going to have here.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about the show with the arcs that it's having, and this is just, I don't know, along with just everything that was put in. Why are we putting this in there other than that reason alone? And that's a mess. I mean, it was a waste of 45 minutes when the background, the other story that was going on, the whole stuff with Katarina, I would rather just an hour of all that going on and give me a little more of that and stretch those stories more. And just, I don't know. I don't know. Or maybe that Red, you know, would have had trouble finding Masada and use them to,
I had the exact same thought. Yeah.
Something, if it was going to connect to Masada in some way, but no, it really had just nothing to do with anything, and that's disappointing.
Yeah,
do we want to talk about it at all? I mean,
about what
the storyline with Hannah Hayes? I mean, you get the story of the woman who was raped, and she gets pregnant, and she wants to abort it but can't because it's, you know, and ends up in prison because of it. And then, you know, is taking out her revenge on the conservative men that would have put her there. You know, the reasons why she, you know, didn't, you know, she doesn't have control over her body and so forth. And that's your story. And she.
And well, the there was a little extra on that of the man that raped her did go to jail, but he got out and then he filed for
parental rights. Yeah. Which,
and that was what kind of drove her over the top.
That made her go crazy. Yeah.
Well, I don't know crazy, but it was
okay. Yeah. Maybe not crazy, but gave her motivation to execute this plan. And all the connections are interesting, and this would have been an interesting movie. I find the science of it so weird that they're putting it in my show, you know, so to speak, that they're putting it.
We did not write this into this episode. Where did this come from?
I know that they're putting this into the show, to have a far out storyline that, I mean, they have the one line in there where Wrestler says, "Oh, the technology's been around for years," but not putting it into a man. And yeah, I just.
So, all right. So the important questions: who did you think Pig Boy was? Where did you, until it got revealed at the end? I figured it out just maybe a couple of minutes before.
Yeah, same thing. I really, honestly, I kept forgetting about him. Like when she says, "I have to go to him," at the end, I'm like, "Who the hell is she talking about?" I completely forgot about Pig Boy. I regularly forgot about that character.
did you think? So the first four things I wrote before we got to Hand to Hayes, number, what was it, 125, 124?
Yeah, 120? 125.
Was WTF? WTF? Seriously, WTF? Elected governor.
Right, yeah, elected governor.
At which point, for a while, until they showed Pig Boy again, I was thinking, was it the governor that was down there and she held him for some reason and then released him?
That I did think that at first.
So you saw him again, it was like, okay.
Right.
And it was kind of going back and you know, changing some little man's, maybe changing some man's life or maybe not, you know. That was when I started putting all that together when we saw him, I think, for the third time. I was like, oh, he's the father somehow, too. I kind of just put all that together just
right
minutes, really, before it was revealed.
Similarly, I didn't have much connection to that character, and quite honestly forgot about him several times throughout the episode, except when he was reintroduced and would have, you know, be like, oh, yeah, that guy. I'm sure we'll find out who he is at some point, but I really wasn't trying to make a connection with him to anybody because we didn't know the full extent of her story at that point to make that connection. And agreed, once we found out, you know, she talks about how she had been raped and all that. That's when we, you know, that's around the same time Aram said that this is the man who raped you, was about the same time I made that connection.
Right.
So
no, because the other thought I'd had was going with the storyline was this some sort of unwanted child due to rape that she was forced to hang on to, and then she just kept him in a basement or something.
I did wonder that because as she was talking about it, saying that she had an unwanted child, but we already knew that she loved her daughter very much. That right, yeah, was this a first child that maybe she had many years earlier, and it was an unwanted child that she was hiding in the basement and, you know, giving all her love to the child that she had by choice. I did wonder that,
which they did not go that way, because that would have been even
darker.
Let's move on from that.
I know
we are dancing on this one.
I just don't want to talk about it. but if you all want to talk about it, you can email us and let us know, and we can certainly have that conversation. We don't want to get political, because it's not the job of this show to inflict our beliefs and politics on our listeners. We just want to talk about the show. Clearly there was a message here, and we know people fall on both sides of it, and we're not going to take sides on the show to have you love or hate us because of that. It's not the point of this. We want to talk about what's happening with Red. So we had lots of this other story though going on with Katarina and Agnes at the park. We got Red doing his investigation of Patrick Masuda, because Frank comes to meet him and, you know, says that I was able to locate him. And I made an interesting note there, because right around the time, you know, Red's sitting there grilling in the park with his new RV, and
what a reason. I loved that.
Just doing his thing. But Liz comes to meet up, and it was real interesting I wrote down in my notes that Frank, this is the first time she met Liz and was really looking at her strangely.
It was a look. It was a,
yeah, a little uncomfortable, you know, to be around her. And yeah, real interesting. To get to the ending. I'm not getting to the ending yet, but we'll get to the ending. But I'm pretty excited about that. So he ends up giving Red the information about Masuda. So Red is able to go find him, and it ends up being just a young man, because we had no idea based on his connection to him, but other than Masuda was a patient to the guy from a couple episodes ago, Lewis Powell.
Yeah.
Was that last week?
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it feels forever ago. Was it Powell? No, Lewis Powell was not last week. Steinhill.
I don't know. Lewis, they all run together.
Lewis Steinhill. Lewis Powell was the AI guy last week.
Oh, yeah.
Lewis Steinhill was the guy that was doing the various treatments for diseases and things like that, and he was able
to school. Yeah.
Yeah, he was able to come up with a treatment to save Masuda, who was had a blood disorder and was able to put it into remission. And this was done, we find out why, because and what his connection to Katarina is, though he knew her as Constance Drucker, so that resolves for us that name.
Yeah,
because we were trying to just make a connection with that name, and that is Katarina's alias. And I guess she was partially responsible for Masuda's parents to be killed and kind of adopted him, so to speak, you know, kind of looked over him, which we could have maybe make some sort of parallel of that to whoever Red is looking over Liz.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. But she was able to help him get the treatment he needed and was looking after him. And, you know, Red learns about that connection there. Meanwhile, Katarina's, you know, making mud pies in the park, which is what this episode should have been called instead. You know, mud pies in the park. And having fun with Agnes while she meets the MI6 agent. Is this the MI6 agent we saw last season?
The one that gave the...
That initiative that...
The agenda or whatever it was, the dossier?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay, I was just wondering if it was.
I feel like we've seen him before, because the crazy over-the-top British caricature,
right,
felt familiar.
Yeah,
it was just like every single British trope, you know, LO Love, Horses in the Park, whatever the hell he said. It was like, really?
Yeah. He also reminded me of the MI6 agent from Designated Survivor, which is a different show entirely, who the governor in this show played a prominent Republican person in Designated Survivor. I had that show on the mind while I was watching this as well. I don't know if we've seen him before. I just know we had that MI6 agent in that episode arc last year. So I was just wondering if that was the same one, because I don't recall his name. But they seemed real intent on giving us his name, which makes me feel like we're going to see this character more, because he was named. Red saying the name several times, Skip Sutherland. So, okay. Oh, look, it's you, you know, we're going to use you, you know. And the fact that he, you know, Red didn't kill him and helped him out. So I have a feeling this character might come back around.
Yeah. You think just to back up a little bit, mm-hmm. Masada is going to be part of his crew too?
I'm wondering. Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if, he let him go. And I don't know if Red was going to kill him anyway, although Dembe kind of stopped
Dembe,
Red.
Dembe kind of cracked me up. I wrote that. What did he say?
It was the right thing to do, but.
Oh, I don't remember now.
But yeah, Dembe stops Red from shooting him, because basically Red was giving an ultimatum to Katarina that, you know, I'll shoot Masuda or we can meet.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can save. We'll test your loyalty to this boy. So you can meet with me, or you can pick up his body, basically. And she's got to follow through with her mission. So she said, tell him I love him, and hangs up. And part of that thing, like you mentioned earlier, the I'm done with men controlling me. But
do you think that was really kind of wasteful of Red? I mean, Red had a phone number to be able to contact her. Hey, Aram, can you do me a favor? Track down this number. Tell me where it goes. Just ring it randomly every couple of days and then tell me where it pings to. I think it was kind of wasteful of Red because he's done that before. Like used Aram to and those resources to find us, you know.
Is it possible he still may do something like that?
Maybe. I mean, at this point, I think she may burn that.
She's going to burn the phone. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, and there was the connection, you know, she was trying to say that in their conversation with them that Yamasa is not involved in this, and Red kind of interestingly in turn says, well, Dominic wasn't involved in this either, but you decided to, you know, kill him. So I'm kind of gonna make it even here. And you know, we get this kind of vague conversation going back and forth between the two of them because, you know, they know what's going on. We as the viewers don't.
Yeah.
You know, about, you know, what, because about what each character's motivation is and what their background is and where this is all going, and that she's, you know, she's done running. She's been on the run forever. Yeah, so it's, I'm starting to lean back towards that it is her, even though I don't want it to be, but, but the way this is.
I'm actually kind of leaning away.
Yeah, I don't know.
He still hasn't. He plays the pronoun game, and since their first initial meeting, I don't know that he's actually called her. Like to her face, like when he's talked to her, like hello. Like the first time when they met in Paris,
in the street,
he went,
yeah,
like hello, Katarina. But that really could have been almost like a hello person calling themselves Katarina. Ha ha ha. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I don't know that he has again since.
Mm-hmm. But
he didn't on the phone call, did he? He didn't.
No.
Hello, Katarina. It's me.
No. No. Just you know, played it vague. You know, obviously she answers the phone thinking she's gonna be talking to Masuda, and he just kind of plays right into it. You know, you probably shouldn't do that. So yeah, interesting. I mean, to go back to the park a little bit. You know, the Russians with was it Marazzo? The bald guy that was beating up the MI6 guy, you know, they were tailing the MI6 guy and found Katarina and assault, you know, make an assault to try to capture her and the MI6.
It was a terrible fight in the bathroom. Like, really. She's got one guy up against the wall. The MI6 got taken over the head with a crowbar. Now there's two left. Why could they not have taken out another 60-year-old woman?
Yeah, why didn't they just... Yeah, they had knocked out the MI6 guy. Why don't they go after her next?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the grabbing him and saying, we got enough, let's go? Yeah, that made no sense. When she was the obvious target and they were just following this MI6 guy, I mean, why weren't they ready to shoot
and
move on? Yeah.
Well, did they not see him go in there? They saw them together.
Yeah, exactly. They were there the whole time, so...
Hey, where'd the MI6 guy? Oh, we went to the bathroom. Oh, look, she's going to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, walking into the bathroom. There she is. Where's she? Oh, he's behind the stall door.
Yeah, and she's able to kill one of the guys. So
yeah.
And that's when Agnes walks in and sees it and does, you know, the third pinky swear of the episode.
Agnes has to tell Liz. How does that happen? I say nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, I could give you that. Nightmare.
Agnes wakes up with a nightmare. And says, I had to tell you, but I promised I wouldn't tell.
Or she
promises to mommy or bigger.
Yeah. Or she starts doing the Yep. Something like that.
Hey, look, that man's sleeping.
Right. She does a role play with her dolls or something like that, and Liz notices it and says, "That's odd. What are you doing there? Oh, just something I saw at the park. You know, something like that, and that could maybe lead to that." Interestingly, is that we didn't see a preview for next week, so I don't know where we're going.
I was going to ask, like, did we miss that?
Yeah, it was all Chicago stuff, but there is an episode next week, and that's the last one that's booked that I can see. So, and they're talking about those Chicago shows being in their fall finale next week, so I'm wondering if we're hitting a fall finale next week as well and not coming back till January. I don't know. But anyway, this leads to the address that matters. You know, Red goes and, you know, rescues MI6 Sutherland and gets the information he needs that MI6 provided to Katarina, the location address of Ilya, who is local. And it solves one of the theories that I had. It might have been as recent as last week that I thought, could Frank be Ilya? And there you go.
I mean, so it, and that's fine, but that adds new questions. Oldest friend, that type of thing, right?
Yeah,
and this is going to lead into it, right? And I'm going to say it, and I'm not necessarily saying I'm believing this, but the Katarina,
what the Katarina? What?
Or excuse me, Red Arena. I said Katarina.
Red Arena. Yeah.
Because
that still hasn't been officially disproven.
Because Red is one who believes in the best lies have as much truth in them as possible. So that caricature that Don spun for Liz, that where we learned about Ilya, could very well be very, very close. Just a couple of quick role reversals.
Yeah, and
I'm not saying I believe it. I think they're trying to drive us to that belief.
They could be spinning us back around to that. I mean, they never went away from it. They just kind of, it's been misdirection. You know, the last couple of years has been all this misdirection. This whole season's built around misdirection. And, you know, interestingly is, you know, we get another conversation about Dom, and Dom shouldn't have been involved, and Katarina doesn't refer to him as my father.
Yeah.
You know, says, you know, talks about him as just some other person who was involved in whatever, but hasn't referenced him as my father. So if that's really her, I mean, we would have felt that there would have been something like that. Yeah. Even a silly line like, well, he may have been my father, but he wasn't my dad, or something like that, you know, just something to give a little connection, but we haven't had that. They've been very careful not to have her reference him as, you know, as a father,
daughter, but, and Dom didn't say anything about, oh, my daughter's coming to kill me or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He just kind of.
Because that's one of the things we do believe is that Dom is Katarina's father.
We have no doubt.
Whatever Katarina is, we do believe Dom is Katarina's father. We're just not too sure who Katarina is.
Yep.
So.
And the connections with Red and Dom are real interesting. The fact that this guy's Ilya makes it really interesting. Because like I said, that we look at back at that whole episode, and though there's probably lots of clues in that episode to what it really is going on, just kind of told in different ways, but we can probably go back and look at that episode and kind of derive some things from it.
There's a bad wolf in there somewhere.
Like you said, you know, could the facial changes really have happened? And gosh, could the real Red be Katarina? Could it be both ways? Could this Katarina that we're seeing actually be Red?
Well, then who are the bones?
And Red be, who knows? I mean, we've already established that DNA is a mess, and there's nothing to support that. So,
and that Red knows things that he shouldn't know.
Exactly. So, yeah, gosh, there's a lot going on here. And like I said, real interesting that we didn't have a little tease for next week. It felt like we would get one, and there wasn't one, so that was interesting. But we get a little bit of kind of reminder just before Frank is revealed to be Ilya that Liz believes Red is not Red and tells it to everybody, you know, Parks, and is basically now telling it to everybody who will listen with such conviction. And it doesn't even feel like it has conviction. It just feels like, oh, and by the way, like, here's a fun thing I want to tell you. You know, I'm going to tell you this, you know, and it's just like, I kind of hate how she tells everybody. And it's like, you know, you're all supposed to be still playing this whole thing that this is Raymond Reddington and moving forward. Why are you telling her, everybody, especially the new girl? Who was ready to quit a week ago.
Yeah.
And we're already lying to Pennebaker and everybody, so we want, you know, you got to keep this to people you wholly trust, and at this point, I'm not sure Reddington, you wholly trust her.
Reddington knows they don't believe who he is. I mean, we had that with Cooper, right? Because Cooper called him,
yeah.
So Reddington knows what they believe. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret to him, and he's letting them believe it, obviously, because now we know who the real Ilya is.
And I think that's perfect. I mean, I love this actor, and I love having him be more than just this guy who's going to help Red for a few episodes.
Yeah.
I love that he's going to be a prominent figure, even if he's killed off next week, which he very well may be. I like that. I like that we've gotten an answer to who Red is, or at least who Red is not.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't truly defined yet. You know, we've just had Red not necessarily acknowledging it, just letting them believe what they want to believe, because it was easier. And it allowed him to continue to do his investigation into finding Katarina.
All Katarina knows, or the woman we know as Katarina knows, is that Ilya is somehow tied in. She doesn't know the yarn that was spun by Dom about who he's supposed to be. So all she really knows is that he's important to Red.
Yep.
Right? That's it. You know, he was a former agent. She was important to Red because she acted like she had no idea really kind of who he was when she first found his picture. Because she was just kind of like, yeah, he's just some agent that they're looking for that's somehow tied to Red. Right? Is that what we remember?
Right.
Listeners, correct us on that.
Yeah, this was a few weeks ago when she planted the bug in the house and listened in and she got the information on... Yeah.
And her manservant
went to her... Right. And this is the next person we need to find.
Yeah. So it was like she had no idea who it was. It was just like her version of a blacklister. Like, okay, let's go figure out who this guy is.
Yeah. So, you know, if she really is Katarina, then the yarn that Don spun is complete BS because, you know, he told a story that Katarina and Ilya were
best friends since childhood or something.
Yeah, exactly. We're tight. And, you know, so if this is really Katarina, then she has no idea who he is. So, you know, Dom really telling a story that just is way out there just to throw Liz off the scent of whatever she's trying to figure out, thinking he's helping Red, but, you know, as Red said to Dom, you've only made things worse. And that's, I don't know why we didn't call it last year that guy was Ilya, like definitively call it and make that prediction. Because we've kind of wavered around that, but that this new character's introduced and we never...
They did good. There weren't really any clues.
No, but
short of the hair was about it.
Yeah, but other than that, but
if
having
had
a new
Russian accent, we'd have called it in a heartbeat.
Instantly. Yeah. Yep. Let's remember too from the wedding. Aram was the one that got that paper. We still haven't come back around to that. That was two episodes ago.
Yeah, what was the name that they got? Oh, they got, that was when they got Masad. Or no, it wasn't. Aram, so that's right. It hasn't come up at all, has it? Where's my notes?
Yeah, when Aram was at the wedding and he gets the name, it was Kozlov. You can find it while I talk.
I'm looking. It was Gregory Flynn.
Yeah, Gregory Flynn. So.
Or Bernie Chernoff. Wait, Bernie, which one was it?
Oh, Bernie Chernoff. Yeah, I think that was right.
Yeah, I just wrote down my notes. Just say Gregory Flynn, Frank Bloom, which is Ilya.
Yep.
And Bernie Chernoff. That's what he said. It's an alias for Bernie Chernoff or something. Those names have not resurfaced yet.
So yeah, we have not come back around to that. So that will make some connections at some point. Probably next week.
Yeah,
that's my guess. If next week is
the fate episode, right?
Yeah. If next week is the fall finale and we are done until after New Year's, then
we get some answers.
We're going to get a lot next week with probably a major cliffhanger.
Yeah.
If they are not quite done, then we're going to get an episode next week and probably a 2-week two parter in December. And then they'll take a break through the Christmas holiday season there and come back mid-January as they usually do.
Yeah.
Or the Super Bowl, which is what they've done before, you know, sometime after the Super Bowl. So, yeah.
I feel like they've done more episodes because that would mean that Super Bowl episode would only be episode 9.
And yeah.
They're at like 12 or 13 or something.
Well, yeah, let's see. So, I mean, this is 8 episodes next week.
This is 7.
Yeah,
right?
Next week would be 8. So we're 8 into the season of 22. So that gives us 14 to go. And
got the double in December. That would put us at 11, which would put Super Bowl episode at 12. So that would make sense.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. So, yeah, that would be about right. So, Yeah, my guess is we're not going to go 2 months without an episode. I think we get one next week. They take a couple week break, come back for a 2 week two parter, and then we go on break till January, end of January, or February, yeah. Whatever they do. So,
I'm good with that. Make it so.
Yep. All right. So, you have any thoughts, theories moving forward at this point, or like I said, it was such a episode for a lot of it that. I'm just ready to find out more about Ilya now that we've got confirmation who he is.
Just not kind of going back to the Blacklister bad guy of the week. So, and this is, you know, so she exits the car, she goes home and she crashes into something at home. What the hell did she crash into at home?
Yeah, the car was all beat up.
The car was all total.
Well,
there was like nothing there.
She did smash out of the, garage door from the
that car was in way worse shape. There was no way it was going to be driving home like that.
Yeah, it did look like it got hit again. So
it looked like she'd hit a telephone pole and then somebody removed the telephone pole.
Yeah, you might be right.
It was like, what did she hit? You know,
let's see. Yeah, I'm just confirming one more time. Yeah, next week's would be episode 8.
Yeah, this was 7-7.
Yep,
and season 7, episode 7.
And there's nothing. I'm not going to read the blip on it, but yeah, then it shows episode 9 and 10 are listed in IMDb, but with no date, not even listed under a year. They're just kind of out there.
A clue.
Like, because sometimes they'll put like, you know, 2020, and they'll put a date, but they won't have any information on it. So
yeah,
we don't know. But okay. Well, if you all have any thoughts, you have any last bits?
I got one last one, okay. And we talked about this anyway, but I think it's going to come back around heavily of the, I'm done with men controlling my life. I think that's going to come back heavier with there's been somebody else in the past that we may have not met yet.
Okay. Yeah. Good thing. Yeah. I mean, a continued theme there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm done.
Okay. Well, if you all have any thoughts on this episode or any episodes up to date for this season, or what your thoughts and theories are as to what we've learned so far this season, you can email us at blacklist@podcastderbia.com. You could also go ahead and send us messages on Facebook at podcastderbia or Twitter at podcastderbia. And let us know there. And if you get this show from Apple Podcasts, go ahead and give us a review. We greatly appreciate that. So that is going to do it for this week's episode. I'm Brian. He is Dave. And we'll see you all next time.
Good night, everybody.